Ever feel like you're constantly walking on eggshells? Like one little thing could send you spiraling into a volcano of anger or frustration. You know that feeling when the traffic's backed up, your Wi-Fi decides to take an unscheduled vacation, and someone cuts you off in line, all in the span of 5 minutes. Yeah, me too. We've all been there. But guess what? Those moments don't have to define us. That's where our Stoic Mind Gym comes in. Today, we're tackling one of those super common yet surprisingly tough challenges: managing anger and frustration in daily life. Think about it. Anger and frustration are like uninvited guests at a party. They show up, disrupt the flow, and leave a mess behind. But here is the cool part. We have the power to control the door. We can choose to welcome those negative emotions or politely ask them to step outside for a while. So, how do we become the bouncers of our own emotional well-being? Let's break it down with 5 key takeaways that'll supercharge your ability to handle those anger and frustration flares. 1. Recognize your triggers. We all have those things, situations, people, or even just certain thoughts that push our buttons faster than a broken button on an old keyboard. Become aware of what sets you off. Maybe it's the Monday morning rush hour, that persistent email notification pinging every 5 seconds, or maybe your favorite TV show ending on a cliffhanger. Seriously, how do they do that? Identifying your triggers is like having a map to those emotional minefields. 2. Pause before you react. Picture this. You're in a heated conversation and your blood pressure starts to climb faster than a rocket ship. Before you launch into a fiery response, hit the pause button. Take a deep breath, count to 10, or even just step away for a few seconds. That tiny break can make all the difference between reacting impulsively and responding thoughtfully. Remember, Stoicism isn't about suppressing your emotions, it's about choosing how you express them. 3. Shift your perspective. Ever heard the saying, look on the bright side? Sounds cheesy, right? But seriously, changing your perspective can be a game changer. Instead of dwelling on the frustrating aspects of a situation, try to find the silver lining. Maybe that traffic jam gave you an extra opportunity to listen to your favorite podcast, or that unexpected delay allowed you to catch up with a friend. 4. Practice mindfulness. Mindfulness is like hitting the reset button for your mind. It's about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. Take a few minutes each day to simply observe your thoughts and feelings without getting caught up in them. There are tons of mindfulness apps and guided meditations out there, so find one that works for you. 5. Embrace acceptance. We can't control everything that happens to us, but we can control how we react to it. Sometimes, the best way to deal with anger or frustration is to simply accept the situation. It's not always easy, but acceptance allows us to move forward without getting stuck in a cycle of negativity. Think of it like this. You wouldn't get mad at a rainstorm for happening, right? You just put on your raincoat and embrace the fact that it's raining. Let's talk about a real-life scenario. Imagine this. You're late for an important meeting because someone decided to take their sweet time merging onto the highway. Your heart is racing, you're fuming, and all you want to do is scream at the driver who cut you off. But hold on. Take a deep breath. Remember those 5 takeaways. First, recognize your trigger, that frustrating delay caused by another driver. Second, pause before reacting. Don't let anger hijack your thoughts and actions. Third, shift your perspective. Maybe this is a chance to practice some mindful breathing or listen to an uplifting song on the radio. Fourth, embrace acceptance. You can't control other drivers, you can only control your own response. Finally, remember that you have valuable contributions to make at that meeting. Don't let anger steal your focus and energy. So there you have it. 5 actionable tips to help you manage those pesky feelings of anger and frustration. Remember, this isn't about becoming a Zen master overnight, it's about making small but consistent changes that lead to big results. The Stoic Mind Gym is all about strengthening your mental fitness, one workout at a time. Now, I want to hear from you. What are your go-to strategies for dealing with anger and frustration? Share your thoughts in the comments below. And don't forget to subscribe to our podcast so you never miss an episode. Until next time, keep training that mind of yours. You've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.